Taking Wichita State's Innovation Campus to the next level.
Support for The Range comes from McCown Gordon Construction and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Welcome to The Range, stories about where we live and the people who live here. I'm Tom Schein. Coming up, new Wichita State President Jay Golden talks about his vision for the Innovation Campus. And we talk with an award-winning artist who calls himself the most boring painter in Wichita. But first, let's get down to business with these headlines. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes is a leader, on and off the field. The NFL Players Association says the sales of Mahomes-related merchandise is currently number one in the NFL. With Chiefs fans snapping up Super Bowl swag, it seems Mahomes will remain the king for a while. The Wall Street Journal reports that Textron is interested in acquiring the business jet unit of Bombardier. Textron is the parent company of Wichita-based Textron Aviation, which owns Cessna and Beechcraft. Bombardier's portfolio includes Learjet, the business jet company formed in Wichita. Bombardier also makes large cabin business jets, a segment that would appeal to Textron. Coke Industries and NASCAR. Not words you expect to see in the same sentence. Yet when the gentlemen start their engines for the Daytona 500 on February 16th, Coke Industries will be there. Coke is the primary partner for Ryan Newman of Roush Fenway Racing. Newman's number 6 Ford Mustang will be emblazoned with the Coke logo. When Wichita State announced last year that Jay Golden was going to be the school's next president, Golden said he was not a change agent. Since then, he says he wants to take the school's innovation campus to the next level. To tell us what that might look like is KMUW Stephen Bisaha.
Hi, Tom.
So next level, what's he mean by that?
So Jay Golden means, for one, more businesses, including more international businesses. He also means micro-enterprises. That's his term for essentially student-led startups supported by the university.
So we'll take students who are from different disciplines. It could be fine arts and biology and engineering business, bring them together starting their sophomore year in partnership sometimes with community and industry members. And we're going to say, here are opportunities for you to create the next generation of services, small businesses, or technologies.
If there's been one major criticism of the Innovation Campus, critics say that it helps businesses more than it helps students. This could potentially help both.
Impossible to have a discussion about business in Wichita without talking about aviation and aerospace. What's the future of that segment at WSU?
Oh, Jay Golden says they're basically doubling down on aerospace and aviation.
Traditional aviation is going to continue to grow. I think it's something like 40,000 new or replacement planes are going to be required. There's also no doubt that the technologies that are going to be used in aerospace are going to continue to evolve, and it's going to require the research that's taking place here at NIAR and at Wichita State University as a whole.
It should be noted that Airbus, Textron, and Spirit are already on the Innovation Campus.
So aviation's got a pretty good foothold there. What other types of businesses might he be interested in bringing to Innovation Campus?
Well, he put out this call to the faculty to start researching some of the what he calls the planet's biggest issues, things like environment and healthcare. And he hopes that spins off into new businesses that could help diversify Wichita's economy.
You talked about a lot of topics with him besides business. What were some of those things you discussed?
Yeah, we also spoke about the idea of how you attract more students to campus to get them to enroll, how you deal with the rising costs of education and the future of liberal arts. And you could hear those parts of my interview with Jay Golden Monday on Morning Edition and All Things Considered.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Stephen.
Thanks, Tom.
It's the first Friday of the month, so it's time to talk a little art. Ernest Vincent Wood III describes himself as the most boring artist in Wichita. That's an odd title for an award-winning painter. Wood talked with KMEW's Torn Anderson about his heady romance with painting.
Ernest Vincent Wood's Renaissance style had its heyday about 400 years ago. Despite the religious overtones of the art form at that time, Wood has fun painting.
I only want to take art so seriously, and I love the craft side of it. I love getting better at painting. Like, physical paint is a joy for me to play with, to be in, to be working with, to be mixing and applying. And I'm in love with the aesthetics. I'm in love with light. I'm in love with the storytelling that it allows for.
He paints in a vein famous for its religious overtones. Wood borrows or quotes, as he says, from Renaissance masters. Drapery over figures, high contrast lighting separating the background and the foreground, and dramatic poses of individuals looking off into the distance. Wood's intricate work on hands help tell his story. He's reaching to the heavens and using his painting as the vehicle.
To some degree, I'm quoting the Pietà, and I'm quoting Caravaggio's St. Francis of Assisi in Ecstasy.
Much of what Wood paints is about the spirit of humanity.
These pieces that will get us somewhere to say there's something more significant happening in this piece that is simply just three figures in a landscape with some objects in front of them.
Wood's most recent work won first prize at Mark 100, a six-state juried exhibition at Mark Arts. Wood's paintings read as photorealistic. Getting closer allows the viewer to see the details of his work, his gesture, and his intent behind these realistic paintings.
Even though I work in the area of realism, I'm not trying to make a photograph. I'm making a painting, and paint can do things that a camera can't do.
A photograph wouldn't have the heart and unique touch Wood injects into his work. His typical work with models centers on the individual in a serene setting with ancient-looking columns or pottery. His most recent award-winning work is something new he's trying for himself, painting more than one person. This work has three figures, two of which are children, young girls, rescuing a man from a pile of trash. The piece is called More Than Material, and it's his commentary on materialism.
The two figures are the girls. They both represent this kind of effort of drawing humankind out of the mere stuff, out of stuff, out of material.
Material is still a needed thing as an artist. It can be hard for an artist to earn a living just painting. But Wood's been successful enough with his painting that since 2014, his art has been his full-time job.
I am very grateful that I get to live from my work, and to me, that is success.
For The Range, I'm Torin Anderson.
Wood's latest exhibition called More Than Material is currently at Mark Arts. To see some of his work, go to kmuw.org. And one last thing. Iowa had its caucus this week, or tried to anyway, and the New Hampshire primary is Tuesday. The 2020 election season is slowly starting to lurch forward. But gird yourself. There are still 269 days of campaigning ahead before we get to Election Day on November 3rd. 269. Thanks for joining us on The Range, where we share stories about where we live and the people who live here. Stephen Basaha, Nadia Foe, and Luann Stevens produced The Range. Torin Anderson composed our theme music. I'm Tom Schein, and this is KMUW NPR for Wichita.